We're just coming off the Labor Day weekend. The Hotel Workers Union here in Waikiki, as well as on the mainland, took to the streets yesterday in an effort to flex its political muscle. In San Francisco, police arrested 75 people during yesterday's rally in front of a Marriott Union Street hotel. In Boston, workers staged a sit-in on a city street, although there were no arrests there. And a similar effort was tried in Waikiki, but United Here workers ended up gathering on Kalakaua across from the Waikiki Marriott, where union leaders announced they will take a strike vote on September 10th. The union represents thousands of hotel workers across major properties in Waikiki and across the state. The contracts expired June 30th. Local 5 leader Eric Gill is calling on Marriott and Kyoya, which operate the largest properties in Waikiki, to settle the labor contracts.
They're making record profits. The industry is doing well. It's not fair to get that big tax break and all that they got from the federal government that we didn't get, they have to share.
Fair is fair.
We want our share.
Fair is fair.
We want our share.
Local 5 said its last bargaining session with Marriott was Friday. It meets with Kyoya at the end of the week. Similar rallies were also held in San Diego, Detroit, and Seattle.